The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Matthew's in Easley. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful.
Fantastic. Well, as far as the primary goes, when I go to vote, I will be voting, I'll probably write in Fred Flintstone. Who knows?
So let me ask you, are you planning to vote in the Democrat primary?
I actually wasn't thinking about it until I just heard you.
There's several efforts underway to encourage Republicans to do just that.
Yeah, and I think that if we do, I think we should prove a point to the legislature. I mean, shoot, why not have every Republican that votes in the primary just write in Trump's name? You know, let's do a concerted effort to just show the legislature, look, this is absolutely ridiculous to have open primaries, open voting primaries like this.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what Karen Martin and the Tea Party and there's some other groups that are trying to persuade people to do just that, but more of a making a statement that we need to close the primaries than trying to choose the right candidate to oppose Donald Trump.
And that's where the parties get, you know, shafted. I mean, I really don't care much for the Democrat Party, but when, you know, so me voting in their primaries, that's neither here nor there. But when they come vote in our primaries, you know, I feel like we're getting, because we want a certain candidate, but obviously they're going to put up the weaker candidate.
Yeah.
You know, this open primary, it just has to stop. It's ridiculous. We need to have honest elections. I'd like President Trump to go up against the Democrat Party's strongest candidate or whoever they want to go up there, because I know he's going to win. He's a fighter. He's done more for this country than, dear Lord, I can't tell you how long. I'm 44 years old. I remember back in high school, I was, when Clinton was going through all his stuff, I remembered, I was like, you know, we need a candidate. We need a president that's an actual citizen, not a politician, and that's not going to put up with all the bias in the media and just roll over and let the Democrats kick them all over the place, because that's what every president has done, you know, for the past few decades.
Right.
They've been little puppets to whatever powers behind the scene that's driving the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
You know, and so now we got a candidate. We actually have a president that's not a puppet. He owes no favors to nobody. And he shows it.
And he's doing what he told the voters he would do in 2016, and when we cast a vote for him, he stands up to the Washington insiders.
And I'll say this to the Democrat candidates: if you want to win, keep your promises.
Yep.
Because that's exactly Trump did.
Real simple.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, Matthew, appreciate you listening in Easley. Tell all your friends to tune into the Morning Answer.
Will do, sir. You have a good one.
All right, you too. 877-235-9405. Jason is in Greenwood. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good morning, Joey. Listen, I'm a little worried about Bernie Sanders. I believe he's got a little more thump in his step than most people are believing. There's a lot of people after listening to your show yesterday that want marijuana legalized.
Yes.
And I believe that he's speaking to them, and they're going to come out here and support them.
Well, and you know, I got a text just a second ago, Jason, if I can find it here. Let's see here. All right. Texter says, Joey, someone needs to make it clear what will happen if all this free stuff is elected. Now, he's talking about Bernie Sanders, of course. Young folks think free everything is good. They don't connect the dots that high taxes equals less investment, more foreign outsourcing, bad economic growth, fewer jobs, and eventually total collapse. A free college education is worthless without a job. Amazingly, economics isn't understood by many. And that's what's getting so many of these young voters' attention, Jason, is, you know, hey, if somebody's promising you, hey, I'm going to eliminate your education debt. Forget those student loans. I'm going to wash them away. They're going to be gone. That's going to get your attention.
Right. And unfortunately, these people, they get to vote.
Yes, they do. They do. You know, maybe we should, maybe there should be a new rule. You can't vote until you pay off your student loans.
Hey, well, I guess I'll be voting in another 2 years.
Well, but you're so right, Jason, because it sounds good. And so many people, and I'm an older guy, but so many of the younger folks, it sounds good, and when it's too good to be true, it is. Somebody has to pay it. The government can't be so involved in our everyday lives that they're giving us everything. You know, like with Andrew Yang. Now he suspended his campaign yesterday, but his big thing was everybody should get $1,000 a month. You know.
Well. Bernie's saying he's going to expunge everybody's record that's got marijuana charges.
Yes, yeah, just going to turn you out. You're going to get a free pass. You get out of jail free if you were convicted of some type of offense that involved marijuana. And he's going to set you up in business, Jason. You could set up the first little weed shop in Greenwood down there. Bernie's going to help you.
Right on. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Appreciate you listening in Greenwood, Jason. Have a wonderful morning. Tell all your friends to tune in to the Morning Answer. Raymond in Aiken. Good morning, Raymond. How are you?
Oh, good. Yourself, Joey?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Welcome in.
Oh, I had 2 points on that voting in the Democratic Party for the primary. One, did we not just get out of almost three and a half years debacle because of foreign intervention or meddling with an election?
So supposedly, yes, the Russians.
Kind of what we're.
Yeah, the Russians interfered. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same thing. We shouldn't mess with theirs. They shouldn't mess with ours. My second point on that is on a dare. In 2008, I was dared to vote for President Obama.
Uh-huh.
That taught me a lesson. Be careful what you ask for, because I got him.
You did, yes. So you're who we have to blame, Raymond.
Oh, my goodness, yep. But, no, I don't think we should go messing with their election. I mean, that's what this whole impeachment was allegedly over. People interfering. It's too partisanship. You know, let them have their votes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know what you really accomplish. Now, again, there are different points of reference out there. Some are saying we need to do this just to make a point to the state legislature that they need to change the law and close this anyway. But there are some who view it as a strategy to try to get the candidate they think that Donald Trump could beat. I don't know how you do that. I don't know which candidate that is.
Well, he can beat all of them hands down. I have no fear of that whatsoever. But turnabout fair play. And unless we do actually close the primaries, we're just going to keep getting partisanship game.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and it is. It's a game for sure. Hey, Raymond, appreciate you listening in Aiken. Have a wonderful day. Brian in Liberty writes on the Big Rock text line, I was planning to vote for Yang. I was kind of looking forward to my $1,000 a month. Brian, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Not going to happen. Not this year anyway.